You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
On November 14th, MRG Live presents St. Paul and the Broken Bones with special guest Maggie Rose, live at the historic Vogue Theater. Don't miss your chance to catch this 8-piece soul band playing music from their latest release, Angels in Science Fiction. The show is all ages, and tickets are on sale now. Head to admitone.com and search for St. Paul and the Broken Bones to get yours. On November 14th, MRG Live presents St. Paul and the Broken Bones with special guest Maggie Rose, live at the historic Vogue Theater. Don't miss your chance to catch this 8-piece soul band playing music from their latest release, Angels in Science Fiction. The show is all ages, and tickets are on sale now. Head to admitone.com and search for St. Paul and the Broken Bones to get yours.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're gonna love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to Training Time. I am here with my guest that is very, very nice and open to how to operate the technical aspect of doing a live show. So, welcome, and would you like to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Jeff. I'm Sai. I am new to the station, well, sort of new. I may have guest appeared on a couple of shows last year.
Could you tell me what show you guest appeared on?
I was on for a couple episodes of Queer Ass Classical, which I believe is currently on hiatus, but I'm hoping we can get it back on the air.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming, Sai. I heard that you are interested in beginning a show. Like I said to all my audience members, please, if you are interested in anything related to radio or writing or just creativity itself, CITR and Discorder, which is located and in the nest at UBC, we will help you discover your passions and branch out into whatever you're interested in.
That's a hell of a promise, Jeff.
Yes. but I guess the question that I'd like to ask Sai is that how did you get to get involved with CITR? What was kind of something that sparked your interest?
Well, literally just tagging along with my partner. So my partner runs Queer Ass Classical, and they were doing the show, and one day they were just like, hey, do you want to come to the station with me. And I've never, before that, I'd never been to a radio station before. And so I was like, okay, I've been listening to the radio all my life, but I have no idea what the inside of this magical black box looks like. So I was like, cool, I'll tag along. And it was just a lot of fun. And over the last couple of months, I've been talking to some folks about a project around looking at the oral history of Soji advocacy in BC schools, and sort of that kind of coalesced into a concept in my head. And so I am hoping to bring that to the air sometime in the next year.
No, that sounds very exciting. And I think that it would be a great success if you would actually come with that and just bring that content out into the air. And I think we would actually need that type of content as well. Because we are almost out of time, the last thing I would like to ask is, are there any exciting things that you've done in the summer? It could be described in one sentence or a couple.
Maybe not in the summer, but I have been working on an art piece that just got installed and is on display at the House Street Studios windows. So if you are downtown at all, go check out the windows at Howe and Davy. There's a crazy kinetic print art display up, and yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty trippy.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on, Sai, although it was for approximately 3 minutes. The weather is absolutely amazing today. The sun is out. We have definitely been not getting too much of that, but I think a couple days from now we will. So please go outside, everyone. Thank you all for listening, and I hope to see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.